Good afternoon and welcome to Life Moments, a podcast designed to inform, to inspire, and to motivate. I'm Terry Beckstrom, your host, and we're coming to you from Raleigh, North Carolina. It's Saturday, November 16th, 2019. Today's topic, power connections. So, what are your power connections in life? Where do you plug in to get your recharge? Is it a person, a father, a mother, a grandfather, aunt and uncle, grandmother, trusted friend, a mentor? Is it a book, like the Bible? Is it through prayer and meditation? Is it perhaps a combination of each of these? You know, we all need a boost sometimes, don't we? Life can be overwhelming at times, and we can be facing assaults from all sides. Sometimes it feels like the ceiling is crashing down on us. Let's be clear about something. There are positive ways of dealing with stress, life questions, uncertainty, depression, whatever you may be facing, and then there are negative paths. Let's knock the negative paths out first. Turning to alcohol or drugs, escaping and recoiling from society, withdrawal, taking your problems out on others, acting out in anger, engaging in risky behavior, becoming apathetic, you just don't care. Looking for advice from those who have no business giving out advice, you know who they are. Social media is overflowing with these quote-unquote influencers. Anything that does not help your situation and build you up and help put you on the right track is a negative path. You're plugging into an outlet that's not connected to a power source. You know, some people want to believe that there is power in the outlet, but they're just fooling themselves. And at times, just digging a hole deeper in despair. Have you ever plugged into an outlet that doesn't work? What do? When we have that happen to us? We find an outlet that works in life too, my friends. How about the positive power sources? Let's name a few. Your faith in God, reading the Bible, prayer, sitting down with mom or dad, grandparents, good friends, mentors who listen to you with no distractions, letting them know what's going on in your life, discussing your concerns, your fears, your dreams, going to people who have your best interest in mind always, no agendas, people who empower you, people who energize you, people who encourage you, people who positively influence you, who pick you up when you are down, people who add to you and don't take away. You know, I absolutely love wise people and sitting down with them and asking them about life, how things were different, mistakes they made, what would they do differently if they could, advice they would give to their younger selves. Are you seeking out wisdom from wise people today? If you're not, you're missing out on a valuable resource that pays dividends in life experiences. If you're going to travel to a place that you've never been to, and there were several roads you could take, some were filled with rocks and potholes and took twice as long to get to your destination. Some had bridges that were washed out. Some had dead ends. Some went through very dangerous regions. Some had sinkholes that would swallow your car. Then there were a few that were amazing paved roads that were a pleasure to drive on, and you got to your destination quickly. And there were guides who had traveled on all these roads before us and knew them well and could point you in the right direction to avoid the many hazards on the roads. On the roads called life, these guides are people of wisdom. There are parents, there are grandparents, there are aunts, there are uncles, there are mentors. They've been there before. Wisdom is often only reserved for the people smart enough to seek it, unfortunately, because there are too many people out there, often those in their teens who think they have it all together. They don't need any help from the old people because they already know everything. My answer to you is have fun in the sinkhole. You know, I'll ask you again, who are your power connections? Are you making the right connections with the right people? Are you engaging with people? Are you seeking wisdom in life? Are you someone who has wisdom? If so, are you sharing this wisdom with others? Are you building yourself and those around you up? Are you doing something every day to try and make yourself a better person? Or are you someone who needs a power connection? If you're somebody who needs a power connection, find a power source. Find friends and family who can help you, who can build you up. Seek wisdom from them. Find a good church. Connect spiritually. Connect emotionally with others. Real people, not social media. Real people. In person. By the way, it's okay to smile. It's okay to laugh. Both are better when served with others. Human connections. Never forget the power in human connections. So what source are you plugged into today? Find your power connections and tie into the things and people who make your life better. Walk away from the things and sometimes the people that are draining you of power. There are some amazing power sources out there, and you may actually have to get off the couch to find them. Make the decision today to increase your power connections. Make the decision today to make life better for yourself and for those around you. Power connections. Find them in life. Until next week.